This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's a hop. We're coming up at 11 today. Barrett Brooks will join us. Howard Eskin will join us at noon. We'll get to a lot of stuff, including going around the NFL later on in the show. Opening today, starting with the idea of the Eagles. Are they actually in the same class as the Lions? Look, the Eagles have played way better the last 5-6 weeks. Hugh, they have moved themselves from like, ugh, are they even any good? To like, whoa, they're good, right?
It's been an exciting time. No
it
question.
Has. And the question now is, well, how great are they? And I think we've all said they're a Super Bowl contender. I think they are. Right now, I look at them as the second best team in the NFC, but like they're tiered to me. The Lions, I think, are in their own class. Then the Eagles have the next class. Hugh sees a little bit different. I will get to Combo Con here in just a few minutes. First, let's hear from Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn, because you know part of the debate here we're having is the quarterback, right? Like both these teams are talented. They both have good weapons. Both defenses are good. Although I'm with Hugh that the Eagles defense probably a little bit better,
hair better
than Detroit without Aiden Hutchinson because that guy's really difficult to replace. But the difference, the way I view it, is the passing game. The Lions' passing game is just better than the Eagles' passing game right now. But maybe it could, that gap could be closed. Let's hear Keyshawn Johnson talking about Jalen Hurts. Maybe he doesn't get enough credit for what he's done. Here's Keyshawn.
You know, I don't know why it feels like people seems like something like there's something wrong with him at the quarterback position. Ever since he came into the league, like he is like a pedestrian the way people treat him. Dude finished second in the MVP voting the year they went to the Super Bowl. But he had a bad season based on injuries a year ago and still managed to limp into the playoffs. They lose, obviously, but at the same time, it's like you look at him. He's been a starter in the National Football League. He's been a playoff team ever since he's been a full-time starter in the National Football League. Took his team to the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts, Hugh, are we not giving him enough credit for what he's doing? That's the way Keyshawn's framing it.
I think he gets the credit. I think he gets a lot of criticism as well. And that's the quarterback position. I know we're here, and it sounds like it's harsh, way harsher here than it is anywhere else. That's because we got boots on the ground, man. I can't imagine it being like this any other place. I was in Atlanta for, 10 seasons? And it was the same thing with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got criticized a lot, so much so that I used to tell people, I said, hey, when Matt Ryan leaves, you're going to miss him. It's the position. And I know some people are super, super sensitive to it because of, you know, I'm just going to say it, the color of his skin and things of that nature. But it's the same. I gave you an example of Matt Ryan. He was under a lot. I remember Matt Ryan the year that they went to the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan went, I forgot where he went, but it was a public speaking event.
Mm-hmm.
He got booed in Atlanta. And he was the starting quarterback and then proceeded to take them to the Super Bowl that same season. It happens. It's the position. I think that anybody that's played the quarterback position will tell you, I don't care what city you played in, that you're going to be under heavy scrutiny.
Yeah, and I think it's also you're looking at it compared to the other quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's just in a vacuum, is Jalen a good quarterback? Yes. Is Jalen a winning quarterback? Obviously, right? Like, he's been one of the best picks Howie Roseman has ever made. He's gone from second-round pick to an MVP candidate to, I mean, the guy has accounted for, I haven't looked recently, it's probably 125 touchdowns in 4 years. Like, he's a good player. But, Hugh, it's not just is he good, it's is he good enough to out-duel and outplay all the other good quarterbacks on the way to the Super Bowl and to raise the Lombardi?
And I think he can.
Well, I think he can, but is he playing that way right now? Like, that's why I look at the Lions. Like, they're more efficient, they're just a better passing offense, and that feels like the separator today between. So Keyshawn went on comparing him to Joe Burrow, who's a guy that obviously gets more national, you know, praise, I would think, than Jalen Hurts. Here's Keyshawn.
But I also look at Jalen Hurts versus Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow.
I knew he was going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
And you just go and look at their careers. Mm-hmm. And I did this just from the eye gate, as the playmaker would say, from the eye gate. Mm-hmm. Passing and rushing yardage, Joe Burrow combined, 281, Jalen Hurts. These are just including playoffs and statistics and whatnot. Mm-hmm. 271, 281. Total TDs, 139, 142. 65 games, 69 games. One record, 43 and 22. The other record, 38 and 30. Two losses in the Super Bowl. But the only thing that separates the two for me is one dude finished second in the MVP. The other guy ain't never finished anything in the MVP. But and it's not knocking Joe Burrow. I'm just saying the way we look at things,
no,
it's almost like if I tell you he's great, you're going to keep believing he's great. And the other guy is so-so, your mind's going to say he's so-so, even though he might be the same as the guy that I say is great. That's what happens with Jalen Hurts.
So what do you make of that? I mean, he's comparing Burrow and Hurts, and we could use Goff as the, you know, the obviously there's another quarterback in part of this Lions-Eagles debate. But just the way people talk about Jalen, I think Jalen's good, but the passing game right now is so-so.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the reality of
and
it.
And I think that when you look at the two quarterbacks, I think this has been said before, and I can't remember who said it, but it's different, and you're looked at differently from where you're drafted at. It's unfortunate
that's part of it, yeah.
But the guy that's drafted in the later rounds, he's scrutinized more because you're looking at him and you're expecting more because he, like, already Jalen Hurts is beating the odds when you talk about quarterback play.
Second round pick to where he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's beating the odds. Joe Burrow, it's almost like because of where he was drafted and the school that he went to, not saying that Jalen went to a slouch of school because he didn't, but where he was drafted and what the expectations are, he's going to get somewhat of a pass. Mm-hmm. Jalen has exceeded expectations. So he gets a little bit heavier scrutiny than, say, a Joe Burrow, because when Joe Burrow does it, it's a throwback and all to back in the day when the Dan Marinos,
sure,
and the Boomer Esiases,
yep,
and guys like that, so because he's expected to do it. Jalen, on the other hand, it's like, okay, he did it, but now that's cool, but you need to do more. I mean, the burden is heavier, no question about that. And Jalen's built for it, and I think that Jalen will rise to that occasion because we've seen it. We've seen it. Joe Burrow took his team to the Super Bowl, what, in the second year in the league or something like that? Something.
2021, yeah.
Yeah, second year, yep, in the league. So he's going to get – he has a long runway because he was a first-round draft pick. He came from LSU. He got a long runway. Jalen, on the other hand, is different because like the kids say, he got it from the mud. He came up through the ranks, and he became this guy that was the second MVP voting. So every year for Jalen Hurts, the bar gets raised, and the level of scrutiny gets heavier because of who he is. And, you know, partly because Jalen is not an open book like I would probably say a Joe Burrow is. Jalen's more reserved when it comes to you know, the fact that he's been injured. And the way that he carries himself.
Also, Jalen has more good players around him.
Yeah.
Right? So they're expected to win more. I mean, I think that's the difference. I mean, the Eagles have a better team than the Bengals. It's obvious now.
Can we stop using things that happened 2 years ago to compare,
like,
quarterbacks?
The Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, because I see this all the time. Like, oh, Jalen Hurts went back and forth with Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Yeah, we know. But he's not the same guy right now. He's not. Like, Carson Wentz finished runner-up in MVP voting in 2017. We know what happened with him. It's called regression. I mean, things like that happen.
Can I give you a very extreme example, but one I think fits what you just said, Kyle? In 2017, Nick Foles outdueled Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Two
right.
years later, he's in Jacksonville
right.
watching Gardner Minshew
exactly.
play. Like, the NFL changes. Now, Jalen's obviously a higher-level player right now than Foles was
right.
when he left here. But, like, you don't always stay the same. The bottom line is this. Eagles, Lions, are they in the same class? The differentiator for me is the Lions have a better passing game. And you could...
More efficient.
Better.
More efficient.
Hugh, it's better.
I know.
I'm
arguing semantics here.
I know
here.
You are.
I'm arguing semantics, but
we can use
I feel like it's
you
more
want.
It's more efficient.
So I just think of it like this. If they play each other tomorrow, both teams can run the ball really well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both teams have really good offensive lines. Both teams have good defense. I would get slightly better for the Eagles. It's going to come down to who throws the ball better. And
well,
they throw it better.
I feel like, and hold your breath here.
Yeah, here we go.
Hold your breath. But I feel like this defense, the way that they're playing right now,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to take away some of their yards after the catch. I think they're playing as a solid, cohesive unit. So that's not going to be as big of a factor as it is for when the Detroit Lions play other teams.
That might be.
You know what I mean?
That could help a little bit. Let's go back to the phone lines here. OG Wade is up. Good morning, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG.
Joe, I kind of agree with you. You know what I mean? But in terms of where the teams are, when you say they're in a different, like, what you said, a different
class, like the, the Lions are one, and then the Eagles are in the second class.
Yeah, no, they're in the same class. You just got the Lions are better by way of continuity. You got to understand, Jared Goff has been in that offense for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is in his first year of this offense. This is why you're going to see the difference there. Now, we're hoping that Jalen Hurts can catch up with and get everything and all his receivers on the same page, and they're fluently going like we're looking at Detroit Lions. That's a product that's finished. You know what I'm saying? But where I would give the Eagles the edge at is goes back to my four-point system. You know what I'm saying? I think our O-line would win the battle against Detroit's D-line. I believe our D-line would match or win the battle against their O-line. And I believe that our running, we would rush the ball more effectively in a game, you know, than Detroit would. And I believe that our quarterback would turn the ball over the least. But here's the college, here's the one that separates the two, is that Jalen's able to make plays with his legs. Jared Goff cannot do that.
Well, that's true.
So when Jared Goff, let's say he comes into that game, because here's what we don't know. A quarterback don't know how they're going to perform that day. So Jared Goff may slightly be off throwing the ball that day. He don't have another weapon, another thing to go to. If Jalen Hurts' passes is off that day, guess what he can do? He can say, okay, let me focus on rushing and moving the ball like that. So and this is people's opinions. This is just mine. So it don't mean that it's the right one. But this is how I look at that, and that's why I think the Eagles – would win out in that situation.
Well, it's an interesting way to frame it. I mean, I do think that what you said there, OG, and OG, we appreciate the offensive line, defense line. They're even in a lot of areas. I just think it comes down to this, and he's right. Jalen might turn the ball over less than Jared. Goff has a tendency to once in a while to have a really bad game.
Mm-hmm.
He also has higher, you know, bigger games where he throws for like 450 yards. I just think it comes down to the passing game, and right now theirs is better. Like that, the Eagles have 2 months to get their passing game better.
Yes, they do.
I mean, that's it.
They do. And I look at it like there's a lot of times where I would say.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I don't want to say misfire, but it feels like Jalen holds the ball just a hair too long.
Well, he's being sacked at a higher percentage than all but two quarterbacks in the whole league.
They need to try to figure that out. And I'm sure that they've tried to put stuff in the offense that allows him to get the ball out of his hands quicker. He needs to do that. And fortunate enough for him, well, I guess you could take this week out of it. He got a little banged up last week playing against the Commodores. He got a little banged up. He needs to realize that he needs to get the ball out of his hands quicker.
That's been the whole thing. And like, it's just negative plays that they don't have that we have. 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go any further, you know what we got to do here? We got to set something up. We have an incredible, what you have determined here is the greatest prize in the history of all prizes. It's called ComboCon.
The history of the best
Combo-Con!
Ever.
ComboCon!
Yes, it is ComboCon. Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway. Brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack flavors of your fine wine and good spirits stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters and the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. All right. So the grand prize winner, Hugh, and we only have a few days left of qualifying winners. So
yeah,
we're getting close to be able to pick a winner here. The grand prize winner will get a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga, and a Gerhard smoker and 55-inch TV. By the way, we still have, what, four home games left before maybe two or three home games in the playoffs? So this is this tailgate giveaway is like the perfect time coming
up. Yeah, man, because you could bring that smoker to the tailgate with you and smoke some meat.
Yes, you can. So that's the grand prize. Today's qualifying prize. You win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize. We have Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, original wood smoking chips, and a clear tote bag. So that is the qualifying prize we're giving away today. So for today's combo con here, we're looking for all-time debate. So what we mean by that is two things that are often debated back and forth. Yes, like, you know, one classic debates that people like to have all the time. You got to pair them together. That's the combo today.
You mean like toilet seat up, toilet seat down type
situation? Is that really a debate?
Well,
it's not a debate. It's just a nice thing to do.
Yeah. I guess that isn't.
If you're debating it, you're a jerk.
Yeah, I guess you are.
Well, I guess you've debated this, yeah.
I've not so much debated. Then got cursed out a few times. Because of it, but yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's much of a debate.
Nah, It's just like, I guess, common courtesy. That's
the right
more of a common courtesy.
So doing the right thing.
These debates could be sports debates. Obviously, there's probably like five or six all-time sports debates that come to your mind. Or they could be like real life, food, music.
Oh, you mean like wit or cheesesteak wit or without?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Was free. Don't call in with
where
that.
Where do you come down with that?
I just like cheesesteaks. I don't like the whiz. I guess the whiz is like cheating.
The debate for you is with or without the bun.
Oh, yeah. I like it without the bun. I eat the cheesesteak without the bun. I do that sometimes when we're in the press box.
That's bad, man.
No, I mean, I just want the cheese. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch this figure, man. You know, after you get a certain age, I know you're not there.
Hourglass figure.
I know you're not there yet, Kyle. But once you get a certain age, you got to start counting them calories.
No, I'm doubling down.
But sometimes the roll is like, it
no,
makes
the roll is
it.
Like,
a lot
I
of
had,
times the roll makes it.
Yeah.
It's no, like the roll is the cheesesteak, but every now and then I can't, you know what I mean?
So our guest at noon today, Howard Eskin, once told me that wit, right, is a South Philly scam.
Okay.
Oh, no, Wiz.
She's Wiz.
Wiz. Okay, yeah, because I get it confused. Wiz is a scam.
Howard is totally anti-Wiz.
Okay.
Yeah, just to put that out there. 215-592-9494. All right, combo con today. All-time debates is our topic. Best one we hear today wins the qualifying prize. You're entered for the grand prize. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. Who's up? Hey, Chris.
Happy Monday!
Happy Monday, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Not too much, guys. Hey, Joe, here's what I need you to do today, right?
I'm listening.
I need you to listen to Mr. Douglas, all right? He knows what he's talking about.
I'm not sure.
Good luck with that. He ain't about to listen to me, man.
This guy, it took him a year and a half to admit defense matters, and then now I'm supposed to listen to this guy?
Joe, he's trying to tell you the differences are defense because defense matters, and you don't want to listen to the man. I don't understand.
Please, okay, go ahead.
Lock in, all right?
I'm locked in. I'm locked in on the Lions being in the top class, and then we're the next class.
Now, you've been on this Detroit. See what he's doing here, Hugh? He's just trying to prove that his initial Lions take was right.
They're the best team in the NFC.
He's been on a heater the last couple of days, though, for real. He's been on a little bit of a heater.
So, Joe, let me speak some logic and wisdom to you here.
Go
all right, so here's the problem with the Lions. The Lions came out the gate hot, and we know teams that start hot tend not to finish hot. Like, look at what happened to us last year. The difference here is our team seems to be starting to come together in the middle of the season, and we still haven't yet to peak. So we're going to peak down a stretch, which is perfect. You're also downplaying the fact that the Warden is putting whoever comes to that side of the field on
the
lockdown.
You heard him. The Warden.
The Warden.
The
and
Warden.
St. Brown or whomever is over there, Jameson Williams, whomever it is not going to catch a ball. Like, guys, I mean, we could joke about it and say all these things, but this guy is like playing like Deion, like shut down corner and shutting down half the field. And then, Joe, you want to be so fearful of the two-headed monster that they got running back.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Vaughn and Dean coming downhill have been obliterating running backs. So defense matters, Joe, and we have the right defense, all right? And now I also want to mention how wrong you are with another take of yours.
Go ahead.
The Juergens cliff that you kept sounding the alarm bells about because Kelsey retired and you were on there with your tissues and holding Richie's hand. Listen, it didn't happen. We had guards go down, we had tackles go down, and the line continued to dominate and still controlled the defensive lines. And for that, I need an apology from you. But, guys, that's what's going to also open up the other side of this offense. That's why Saquon's going to gash that defense. And then what is it going to be? It's going to be bombs away with Jalen going to Smitty and A.J. Brown downfield and Goddard. I am not afraid of the Lions. They are an extremely good football team, but we are a far superior football team.
Far superior? Whoa. All right.
Far superior.
I'll quickly address the Juergens thing. Of course I was worried Jason Kelsey left. That's a Hall of Famer that walked out the door. Juergens has played well, though, Hugh, I don't think he's played as well as Kelsey did. He's been good.
I mean,
he's been good.
Yeah. I mean, he's had a couple times where he's left the field, but it's kind of hard to say when it comes to offensive linemen.
Well, I mean, I think you could.
I mean, you know. All right.
So then, what do we think? Why is Jalen getting sacked way more this year than last year? Is maybe the protection calls?
Maybe because he's holding on to the ball.
But maybe he's holding the ball because he doesn't realize what he's seeing as quickly as Kelsey saw.
Well, and maybe because he leaves the pocket a little bit prematurely.
Sure,
maybe a little bit.
Maybe there's also been more pressure from the middle. I don't know. I'm just throwing out theories here.
Yeah, we're just theory people.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The Warden is out. That's Denzel Ward's nickname.
Oh. Do we have one?
Just Q. Q is fine. I like Q.
Just Q?
I go by Q to my friends, so I'm all in on Q.
Oh, well, then you're biased on Q.
No, but the Warden is also already taken.
I didn't say it has to be the Warden.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we can do something, but just the Warden is out. Chris needs to stop pushing
it. Okay. I think we do need a real nickname for Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, he's locking people down. Donald and Chester. What's up, Donald?
I'm chilling. But listen, Joe. You know what? OG Wade took the word right out of my mouth about Jalen Hurts being able to run. That's the one thing he has. Now, I know you don't want to go back into the past, but Jalen Hurts was a much better player in the Super Bowl than Jared Goff was when he was there.
Well, I mean, but Donald, that Super Bowl Goff played in was 6 years ago. They're different players.
But here's the thing, though, Joe. Now he has learned a whole lot. From when he was at the Rams,
sure.
Up until now,
of course,
because he's became very efficient. Because that's one of the reasons why Sean McVay had got rid of him for always trying to take the big play and not taking underneath.
Totally.
So we've seen that. So and the thing is, they're doing the same thing in Detroit that we're doing here for Jalen Hurts. You know, they're trying to take the ball out of his hands and give it to the running backs and let him do his thing. So I think that's the one advantage Hurts has. But also, too, to piggyback on what the previous caller said, honestly, because of what Damian Woody said, I just don't think that – I think we have the personnel to be able to travel on defense and go up into the dome.
Donald, you mentioned Goff and just his career. I want to get him outside. I mean, get him. I would feel so much better if they have that game here.
Yeah, it'd be cold.
I'm just making a point, Joe. I'm just making. Of course, coming here, he's getting shut down, and his jersey's going to be dirty. Of course, it is. But the thing is, I'm just trying to tell you that I just think our team is better. I do. I just think. That our team is better.
I hope you're right. I feel like we're headed. This reminds me a little bit of 2001. I mean, you're Eagles, Hugh, and they're the Rams. I mean, that's what it reminds me of. Like, it's not like they're not unbeatable, but they're a little bit better than you.
Yeah.
And Joe, keep this one thing in mind.
I got it. What is it?
Moving forward, you have to have more confidence in the secondary when Fangio calls man coverage.
I do. I love the secondary
I hope you do.
I do. Okay. Donald, all right, give us a great debate, famous debate for Combo-Con. What do you got?
Okay, I heard one. I hope this is a good one. Joe Montana versus Tom Brady.
It's an all-timer, of course. I mean, it's one, and Donald, we appreciate we'll get in the mix. Hugh, I feel like that debate was really good for about 15 years, and then Brady ended it.
Yeah, I mean, because of you talk about the Super Bowl. Man, what has he been, 10 Super Bowls or something?
Yeah, he won 7.
Like
he won 7.
That's bananas.
Yeah, I mean, when it was
close. As hard as it is to get to the Super Bowl, Buddy been in 10 of them.
Yeah, Montana went. Now, Montana was 4-for-4 in his. He won all of them.
Yeah, but to go to 10 of them?
When Brady came back.
With a bunch of different guys?
The 28-3 over the Falcons, that's when I moved Brady over Montana. That was the one. I was like, well, it's over.
That game was bananas.
It was wild.
Brady is better.
Yeah, but it was a great debate for a while. Sure. Yeah, now it's kind of over.
I still like when he got mad when Baker Mayfield said something smart about
him. Yeah, he didn't like that.
He didn't like that at all.
215-592-9494. Barrett Brooks will join us on the other side. He's got something big we need to talk about with him. His takes on the Eagles as well, and your famous debates for Combo-Con. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.